Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be 46% higher per month this winter compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bills every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You may not like what I got done, but the vast majority of the American people do like what I got done.
You see people? Show me people that I love people.
It's a matter of, can you do the job? And I believe I can do the job. I've been able to do the job. Today, I just got off the telephone with the president I got off the phone with the prime minister of Israel.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You regret signing onto the letter?
Oh, absolutely not, because those words are still true.
It was Russian disinformation.
That's not what we said in the letter. Read the actual letter, and we said we do not know if this is Russian disinformation. It's not my fault if people don't look up definitions.
And you can read it for yourself in this photostatic copy. Facts, mentis, incendium, gloria, culpum, etc., etc. Memo bis punitor delicatum. Good day, sir.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. The number, if you'd like to give us a call today and every weekday, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And I'm going to start with today the trial, John Durham, the special counsel in the Russian collusion hoax investigation. And, you know, I think he's doing the best job he can. Obviously, it's stacked against him. He's, he's working against the deep state. But he's gotten one conviction. He ran up against a jury in D.C., even though the facts were overwhelming and the evidence was overwhelming, the law was overwhelming. He lost the case because it was a corrupt D.C. jury. So there's a new trial going on now, and it's Igor Danchenko is on trial, charged with lying to the FBI, which, of course, the FBI knew he was lying, but this is just a way to get more of the case out into the open. And Igor Danchenko was a Russian who was suspected of being a Russian spy by the FBI. But he was the source for Christopher Steele's dodgy dossier that Hillary Clinton paid for. And he was the source in the sense that he was the guy who made up most of the stories, because all the stories were fabricated. None of, and he got a little bit of help from a hack who'd been charged with drunk driving in Massachusetts by the name of Chuck Dolan, who was also on various Russian payrolls and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton payrolls. But anyway, so the news came out yesterday. It was the first day of the trial. They had jury selection, opening arguments, and then they brought on the first witness, a guy named Brian Outen, a Democrat operative on the FBI. And so he was questioned by Durham, who's the former U.S. attorney in Connecticut. And he's the one who also prosecuted. He was brought up to Boston to prosecute John Zip Connolly, the FBI hitman for Whitey Bulger, who did a lot of time in Florida for an organized crime mob hit down at the Miami airport, Miami International. So Durham, he's the guy, he's in his 70s now, but he's a career prosecutor. He was the U.S. attorney in Connecticut. He's kind of bipartisan guy, actually, whatever that means anymore. So he asked Brian Outen, this crooked FBI agent, he says, did you ever offer Christopher Steele any money if he could confirm all the details in the dossier, meaning the P-tape, or the fact that Carter Page had gotten an $11 billion bribe offer, or that Michael Cohen had been in Prague, all the stuff that was just made up out of whole cloth, you know, all the stuff that was false. And Auten said, yeah, we offered him some. Yeah, we in October of 2016, at the height of the campaign, at the height of the campaign against Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump, they went to this guy, Christopher Steele, who's already on Hillary Clinton's payroll. He's taking money from Hillary, laundered money. It's, you know, it's gone through cutouts, but he's taking money from the Democrats. And the FBI says, can you stand up any of this stuff? And he says, I don't believe it can, Governor. Gold blimey, still can't prove none of this, Governor. Do you have someone who can? No, I don't have no blokes that can pick it up. What if we gave you $1 million, Christopher Steele? Again, he's already on the Democrats' payroll. They said, what if the FBI were to give you $1 million to come up with this dirt on Donald Trump, that you could prove all this crap that you made up? And he still couldn't do it. He still couldn't do it. They offered him, he was already on the, he was a Democrat operative, and they offered him $1 million to make up more crap about Donald Trump, and he couldn't do it. $1 million. Which leads us to the, I think, an obvious follow-up question. How about Tony Bobulinski, the guy who was the business partner of the Biden crime family, who got all of these emails, that, or a lot of the emails that Hunter Biden was writing, and he was the one who was on TV and confirming that everything on the laptop, the Hunter Biden abandoned laptop, was real. Was he offered $1 million to confirm his story, which was true? They offered $1 million to Christopher Steele to confirm something that wasn't true. How much did they offer Tony Bobulinski to confirm something that was true? You know the answer to that question. They didn't offer him a thing. They never even called him back. They didn't want him to say anything about a true story, but they were willing to offer a Democrat operative $1 million to continue fabricating the story. So he said, I can't confirm any of this. I have no proof. So you know what? This was in early October of 2016. So you know what happened in late October of 2016? They went before the FBI and the Justice Department, went before the FISA court, the secret FISA court, to get a warrant. You know, an ex parte proceeding, as they say, meaning only one side is represented. You don't get a chance to confront your accusers as is required by the Sixth Amendment to the United States Constitution, for instance. So they take the Steele dossier, which is unconfirmed, and that now they know it's totally false, and they use that as evidence to get a warrant, saying this is the evidence we've got that we need to get a warrant on this guy Carter Page, so we can get to Donald Trump. And Carter Page, by the way, Naval Academy graduate, a guy who actually helped out the CIA in an investigation of Russian spies years earlier. So they're gonna surveil him. So it turns out, and I apologize for going into such detail here, but I have to sort of sum it up. The guy who was the source, Igor Danchenko, he's the one who's on trial now for lying to the FBI. And again, he was accused of being a Russian spy. And you know why the FBI dropped the investigation on him? They thought he went back to Russia. The fact is, he didn't go back to Russia. He was still working at the Brookings Institute and drinking to excess, et cetera, with his friend Chuck Dolan, who had a drunk driving arrest on his record. He's going to be a witness, Chuck Dolan, in the next few days. So Danchenko, they knew that they didn't want, the FBI knew that if Danchenko remained at large in Washington, D.C., eventually some real reporters, because there are a few real reporters left, not many, but a few, would find Danchenko and get him to admit that everything that in the Russian dossier, the Steele dossier, about Donald Trump and Carter Page and Michael Cohen was all false, right? So you know what the FBI did? They put Danchenko on the payroll as a confidential human source. We don't know yet how much money they gave him every month. They knew the guy had lied. They suspected he was a Russian spy, but they were using a suspected Russian spy to get a warrant to spy on an American military veteran, graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, Republican, who was working for Donald Trump. This is how backwards this whole thing was. Oh, and they kept Danchenko on the payroll from January of 2017, when Trump became president, to October of 2020, when the election was almost upon us, and they didn't need to. It was too late for him to rat out all of the corruption and the scandal involving the Russian collusion hoax. So they cut him off the payroll, and now, after keeping him silent for all these years, they've decided to indict him so he can be the fall guy. He could be the patsy. So now he's accused of lying to the FBI, although the FBI obviously knew exactly what he was doing. 508, come on, Howie, $1 million ain't what it used to be. When was the last time you got paid $1 million for getting drunk and making stuff up? I'd say $1 million is still pretty good pay for that kind of work.
You have to do some of that for free.
I wonder why this isn't being televised. Just kidding, I know. Well, you know, they wouldn't televise it anyway, but it's in federal court. So, you know, again, I don't. It's really a terrible, terrible thing that they can't televise federal court proceedings. A lot of the best trials, most entertaining trials, are in the federal court, and it's really a shame that they're not televised. And this one would be great. Just even if it was just, you know, Newsmax or Fox or even just seeing it on a C-SPAN channel. This would be riveting. If I could get cuts on from this thing every day, I would take it. 844-500-4242. I got a lot of stuff to get to today about this trial. I'm following it. It's not easy to follow, but there are places where you can get the information. So we're going to give it to you all as this trial unfolds, especially when Chuck Dolan, Massachusetts career hack, takes the witness stand. He's still on the board of the advisors to the UMass University of Massachusetts, ZUMass, Political Science Department. I've asked them over and over again, have you fired this guy yet? They're shocked that I would be asking. He's an extinguished public servant. Not extinguished public servant. We all knew it was coming, and now it finally has. The real estate frenzy has really slowed down due to inflation, interest rates, and the overall economy. For sale signs are sitting in the yard, in the ground longer, buyers are backing out of deals, and large crowds of buyers have disappeared. If you plan to divest of your most valuable asset, your real estate, then act now while demand is still hanging in there. Holding off selling or even renting your property could be a comfortable short-term solution, but not if you sell in a year or two for much less money. Don't hesitate. Sell today at auction under your terms. In a J.J. Manning auction, your property sells as quickly as possible through a marketing plan and recipe which has stood the test of time. For over 45 years and more, and more importantly, in every type of economy, J.J. Manning consistently creates a competitive environment with cash buyers who are ready to close with no contingencies. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
Howie Carr. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza dream sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. And by the way, Mike Lindell is going down to Florida. He's coming down personally to Florida, to the West Coast, to hand over another 20,000 MyPillows tomorrow. So he's doing the right thing by the victims of Hurricane Ian. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will you be watching the Healey deal debate tonight?
No.
87% say no.
Yeah. What's the point? 844-500-4242. And again, this trial, this is amazing that they were paying people to come up with falsehoods about Donald Trump, offering $1 million in an attempt to frame Donald Trump, and they weren't even interested in investigating. And they were interested in covering up the evidence that might have put the Biden crime family in jail. I mean, if someone wants to dispute that, if some moonbat wants to call in and argue this point, feel free, because it's true. You can't argue it. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Howie. So this just shows the ineptitude of this entire regime. I mean, here's the FBI offering the guy that made up the story $1 million to prove his made up story. So basically, right, they're saying, hey, here's $1 million. Go get a motel room, some old guy, put him under the covers. I don't care. We don't got to see anything. Get some hooker to pee on him and take a picture of it. That's what they're looking for.
But, you know, Chris, here's the thing. If you ever read anything about Donald Trump, you don't have to know Donald Trump. If you ever read anything about him, he was a germaphobe. He would, as unlikely as it is for anybody to pay somebody to pee in an area where you're going to sleep or do anything, it's even less likely that Donald Trump would do it. I mean, that's how, you know, they keep saying, well, we didn't know if the story was true or not. I mean, the first time I heard the story, I said, this is nonsense. I think most people who knew anything about Donald Trump knew it was nonsense. And yet they went out there and they just promoted it. And again, the FBI had to know. But see, this is the thing, that this is why people are cynical about the trial, because they're trying to make it out like Danchenko, this alleged Russian spy. He lied to the FBI. They knew he was lying. That's why they gave him that's why they were paying him as a confidential human witness from the time Trump took office to the election in 2020, because they wanted to keep him, under wraps. You know, it's the Lyndon Johnson quote I used in my column last week. They'd rather have him inside the tent doing number one out than outside the tent doing number one in. So they were trying to keep his mouth shut. And if you ever tried, and if you ever asked him, well, what about this guy Igor Danchenko, who you thought was a spy? He was apparently the main source for this dossier that they were going to use to try to run Trump out of office and into prison. So all you do is if you're the FBI, you say, we can't talk about him. We can't talk about sources and methods, because he's off the record. He's a confidential human source. It would endanger him to talk about the information he's provided us. And again, they're paying off people who lied, foreigners who lied, one of whom may be a Russian spy, to get a phony warrant out of a secret court to spy on an American, Carter Page, who actually helped them convict real Russian spies. They were going after Americans and paying off suspected Russian spies and crooked British spies. It's just, it's beyond outrageous. The FBI has got to be abolished. It's got to be disbanded. if Trump or DeSantis, I don't think DeSantis would do it. Trump would do it. They have to, they just have to destroy the entire agency and just start over again. Just farm out the duties of the FBI to Secret Service, DEA, Marshals, whatever. Get rid of the FBI. Bye-bye, FBI.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We have a lot of cuts to play today from Brandon's big interview with Jake Tapper. It was almost a disaster last night on CNN. Biden dropped his note cards. The interview was never the same after that. He was very confused. He forgot, you know, I don't know what he had on his note cards, you know, which TV, which channel MeTV is as opposed to Nick at Night or TV Land.
But so, you know, I don't know what the hell's going on here.
He didn't know what was going on after that. But we'll get to all that. Right now it's time for Grace's News.
Hello, Howard. All right. Well, wholesale inflation is higher than expected in September as food prices soar. Inflation at the wholesale level rose 8.5% in September from a year earlier, the third straight decline, though costs remain at painfully high levels. The September monthly increase was larger than expected and was pushed higher by a big increase in hotel room costs and higher prices for other services.
What happened to unexpected, Grace? I read a million stories this morning and they all said more than expected,
yeah,
not expected, hotter than expected, as Rick Santelli put it. But I always liked unexpectedly.
I almost think they're doing it to spite you, Howie. It's become a little cliche at this point. They don't want to give you the satisfaction of having the word unexpected. I've noticed that, though, too. There's all these new ways of saying it. It's kind of like the word lying. Did you read that New York Times piece yesterday?
It's not a lie. It's an embellishment.
It's
shading the facts.
Truth. Yes.
It's folklore. Folklore. And as someone pointed out, folklore is a story that's passed down to a whole group of people, right? Joe Biden's stories is just one person. Joe talking about the fire in the House. Let's listen to the cut from Rick Santelli and his new phrase on CNBC. And he's a good reporter. Hotter than expected inflation. Cut 21.
Our September read on producer prices, the supplier side of the cost equation, expected up 2/10 on headline. Multiply that by 2, up 4/10, up 4/10. That's the hottest since it was in June when it was up 1%. And if we look at ex food and energy, which almost sounds silly because food and energy, especially energy, that's the big enchilada here. Ex food and energy, it did come in as expected, up 3/10, up 3/10. And of course, in the rearview mirror, we have up 4/10. Don't see revisions yet. Now, if we strip out food, energy, and trade, it's double expectations, up 4/10. Now we get to the real numbers. Year over year, final demand expected up 8.4, is hotter than expected, up 8.5.
I read one story today, written rather casually and formally, Grace.
Mm-hmm.
It said the CPI is coming out tomorrow, the Consumer Price Index, at 8:30 Eastern. You know what they said it's going to be?
What?
A doozy.
Ooh.
And I don't think that means in the positive sense of doozy.
Yeah, and this will be the last reports we get before the midterms, right?
I guess it will, yes.
Yeah, so that he's not going to have, Joe Biden's not going to have that silver lining that he can tout to all the voters. The cost of fresh and dry vegetables soared nearly 16% in September from August. Now, wholesale gas costs fell last month, but will likely reverse in the coming months now that oil prices are rising again in the wake of planned production cuts by many oil exporting nations. But Joe Biden's going to get to the bottom.
It's just a snapshot. It's just a look back. Things are getting better. Have you been to the gas station lately? The price is going down. Oh, that's right. It's not going down.
Yeah. Well, I do feel a little bit better knowing that Joe Biden's really disappointed in OPEC and he's rethinking our relationship with Saudi Arabia. That does make me feel like he's going to get to the bottom of this one.
It was disappointing that OPEC decided to reduce oil pumping oil production by 2 million barrels a day, considering that's what he's done domestically in the United States since he became president, has reduced domestic oil production by 2 million. That's not a disappointment, though. He's saving the planet.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's for Mother Nature. You should say thank you. Mortgage rates hit highest level in 16 years. I feel like the Grim Reaper today. I'm sorry to everybody out there. I know you guys want to hear about happy things, man. The average interest rate on the most popular home loan rose to its highest level since 2006 as the housing sector continued to bear the brunt of tightening financial conditions.
Grace, I have to play the cut. Brandon wanted to assure everybody, all those dozens of viewers on CNN last night, that if a recession may be possible, but it's not a big deal. Cut 12. Here we go.
The idea that there's something, there's an automaticity to recession is just not there. They've been predicting this off and on for the last.
But you just said that a slight recession is possible.
It is possible. Look, it's possible. I don't anticipate it.
Well,
there's a lot of things he hasn't anticipated.
His anticipating skills. His anticipating skills could use some work. You know who else's skills could use some work in that department? Janet Yellen, Pete Buttigieg, Jennifer Granholm, Marty Walsh, all the people who told us we had nothing to worry about as far as inflation goes. Now they're going to give us advice on this. It's a pretty beautiful thing. Grace's News is brought to you by Tux Trucks GMC, your Fisher Plow distributor in Hudson, Mass. If you need a plow for your half-ton pickup, check out the Fisher EZV. It's lightweight but built strong to handle the demands of a New England winter, which will be here soon. So check it out at TuxTrucksGMC.com.
And by the way, their sister agency is Toyota of Portsmouth, and they're having a rally tomorrow night for Caroline Leavitt, Republican candidate in the 1st Congressional District, the Seacoast District of New Hampshire. That rally is at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Toyota of Portsmouth, right near the Rotary in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So get on down there for Caroline Leavitt's big rally.
Yes, and I also had Caroline Leavitt on my program this week, Howie, and people can check out that wherever you get your podcasts. COVID is not over. White House's top doctor undermines Biden and urges Americans to get their booster shot before Halloween. You know, Howie, I was just thinking about this today. We're heading into that holiday season, and, you know, everyone has different reactions to the holidays. Some people love it, some people hate it, but the mask mandate people, the plexiglass brigade, they must love this time of year because that means it's time where you have to start warning people, don't gather in large groups, you know, have people who aren't vaccinated in your family wait in the garage and eat the hors d'oeuvres in the garage, all that kind of stuff.
There's not many people saying that though now. I mean, you do see the random stragglers walking around with masks outside, but I mean, they're not getting a lot of TV time and ink in the newspapers anymore, I don't think, are they?
No, but we haven't really hit the holiday season yet, so I wouldn't rule it out just yet. We're not even at Halloween. And I have
the good news is you can get both your flu shot and COVID shot at the same time. It's actually a good idea. I really believe this is why God gave us two arms, one for the flu shot and the other one for the COVID shot.
Oh my gosh. Was that Dr. Ashish Jha? Taylor? Yes, it was. That's why God gave us two arms. I wonder if he went to the Joe Scarborough School of Christianity or Catholicism or whatever, Bible study. So interesting. Lockdowns and mask mandates stunted babies' development. They weren't able to socialize or read facial expressions, a study warns. This is something, Howie, that we used to talk about a lot in the height of COVID, is that these little kids aren't seeing people's faces and they're not able to recognize, you know, facial expressions and understand social behavior. And it would turn out that despite what the scientists and the doctors told us, it actually did have a pretty big effect on babies during the pandemic.
Look at the test scores from across the nation. I mean, they're plunging. It's going to take years if they ever come back to the levels they were. You know, you have now half or over half the kids are reading below their grade levels they should be reading at, and I think those standards have been dumbed down a lot over the last couple of decades. You know, we're raising a generation of people who don't know how to, or who aren't going to know how to get along socially with their contemporaries, and they aren't going to be able to perform simple academic or chores that you need to know in your daily life, whether it's speaking or writing in a complete sentence, doing simple mathematics, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and you know what, Howie? I can't think of the exact article, but someone on my Twitter had retweeted this article about how it said, like, the pandemic destroys reading progress. And it started to it's starting to remind me of those headlines we see, like, car plows into crowd. You know, the pandemic didn't destroy the students' reading progress. The shutdowns and people like Dr.
Right.
Fauci, who pushed the shutdowns, destroyed the academic world for these kids. But it was not the pandemic. It was our reaction to it.
Right. Someone just texted me, Grace, and they said, they're going to put y'all back in masks.
Yeah, well, I know. I think you're ruling it out too quick, Howie. I would not put it past them, these Democrats. Subway rider slashed, pepper sprayed by spurned panhandler.
They're going to put y'all back in masks.
A Manhattan strap hanger was slashed and pepper sprayed by a spurned panhandler early Wednesday.
A spurned panhandler?
Take a guess.
Never heard that expression before.
Take a guess where I'm reading from.
The New York Post.
Yes. The 57-year-old victim was riding a northbound one train when another man started begging him for money. When the rider refused to hand over any cash, the suspect pepper sprayed him and cut him on the right arm with a knife. And, you know, I was talking to Libby Emmons about this earlier, Howie, and I said, the sad part is you read a story like that where someone gets stabbed in the arm and you think, that's a happy ending, you know, because in a lot of these stories, the person ends up dead.
Well, there have been two really horrible stories in Boston this week. A 14-year-old kid on Columbus Day was just walking around Roxbury, and he got shot, killed. And then last night, a 91-year-old woman, she was the first black woman elected to the Boston School Committee. She was the head of METCO, Jean McGuire. She was walking her dog in the evening around 8:30, and she just got stabbed, randomly stabbed around Franklin Park.
I know it's, but again, the Democrats want us to believe that the crime crisis is just sensationalism by Fox News.
If only we can get that pay raise through for the Boston City Council, all of these problems will go away. Just like the Inflation Reduction Act is going to save polar bears by funneling money to community advocates in the environmental justice communities.
And by the way, speaking of the Inflation Reduction Act, Joe Biden says he brags about how much money they're spending, the $369 billion. And then I distinctly remember him saying that Republicans like to call us the party of big spenders. Well, every other day you're talking about how much money you're spending. So which one is it? Are you guys not spending a lot of money, or is that the reason we should elect you again, is because you're spending so much money?
Grace, don't you understand, the more money we spend on phony, baloney, no-show jobs for those in the environmental justice communities, the more we're going to save the planet.
It's an investment.
It is.
It's baked
an investment in.
In
the future of polar bears.
Yes. Yes, it
penguins.
Is.
And penguins.
All right, Howie, that's it for me.
All right. Thank you, Grace. Are you going to kiss the Blarney Stone in Ireland?
No, everyone keeps telling me not to because people pee on it.
Yeah.
And now I'm kind of tempted to because I feel like everyone's telling me not to.
I didn't know that story when I kissed the Blarney Stone.
Did
I
you
was
kiss
a kid.
It?
Yeah, I kissed the Blarney Stone.
Wow.
That's why I'm such a great... That's why I'm a member of the Radio Hall of Fame, Grace.
Okay, well, in that case, maybe I will kiss it.
I have the gift of gab, Bigorda.
I think I have to. I'm a radio talk show host. I feel like I have to.
Faith be Jesus. Be doing it, Grace. All right. From pumpkin spice to apple cider, fall is the tastiest time of the year, and HelloFresh makes it easy for me to savor all the season has to offer, with mouth-watering recipes delivered right to my door. Everyone is looking to save money these days, and HelloFresh helps me do just that. In fact, HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% cheaper than takeout.
Your shipment just arrived today here at the studios in Massachusetts, Howie, so you're not here to take advantage. My eyes lit up when I saw pork bulgogi was on the menu, so I'll be taking
there it is. That's great. That's Patrice's favorite in Arlington. She loves that.
That's one of my favorites, too.
What else is in the box?
I think grilled onion cheeseburgers and some chicken as well. I don't want to miss. I want to say Pakistani chicken, but I don't think that's Peruvian chicken. Peruvian chicken. That's it.
Peruvian, Pakistani. The important thing is it's chicken.
World. Yes, it's chicken.
All right. That, you can get anything you want at HelloFresh. And stuff you've been afraid to cook in the past, they're going to deliver it right to your door in a way and in packages and with spices and with directions in a recipe that you can read. And it's always going to come out great. Hosting has never been easier, whether I'm hosting a small barbecue, celebrating Oktoberfest, or just gathering with the friends. Fall flavors from HelloFresh Market has a rotating selection of fall-inspired brunch kits, dessert boards, and more. Available for a limited time this season. Big news, HelloFresh is now offering vegan recipes made without animal products of any kind on the menu every week. Enjoy recipes like sweet chili tofu bowls or spicy coconut curry. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie65 and use code Howie65 for 65% off that pork bulgogi. Or those onion.
They'd know what you were talking about if
and those onion or those onion cheeseburgers or rainbow trout or pork schnitzel. They're all great. Plus, you get free shipping. That's code Howie65 for 65% off plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/Howie65. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr, we'll be right back.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. The texters are urging Grace not to kiss the Blarney Stone. And someone else is saying, how can you do that to the Blarney Stone when you have to have a guide to go up and pay? If you've ever seen the Blarney Stone, you'll know it's not too difficult to do what people are saying is done to the Blarney Stone all the
like
time.
Like Plymouth Rock, right?
Yeah, especially after the sun goes down.
Exactly.
844-500-4242. By the way, a new poll has just come out. Caroline for Congress just put it out. It's an AARP poll, which I don't think they lean Republican. It has a 48 for Chris Pappas, the Pelosi puppet, and 47% for Caroline Leavitt. So if the AARP poll says she's behind by 1 point, how much is she ahead by? That's the only question. But gotta get her over the finish line. Got to help all these Republicans out who have a chance to win. And Caroline Leavitt is certainly one of them. There she is, back the badge. That's what the sign says on the TV. 844-500-4242. Get out to her rally tomorrow night. It's at Toyota of Portsmouth, 7 p.m. 7 p.m. Get to Toyota of Portsmouth for Caroline Leavitt's rally. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
Reason I made a call is because I was listening to BS from Joe talking about it's all the Saudis' fault that there's no... that there's no gasoline.
Right.
Well, if you read some places, you'll find the Saudis had a response to that, of which was they said, Joe, the reason you don't have any gasoline is because you haven't built a refinery for over 30 years.
Right. How about shutting off the Keystone Pipeline? Selling fewer leases on federal land than any administration since the end of World War II? Those are factors too, aren't they?
They are, but let's assume we have enough oil. If you don't have any way of refining the gasoline, you don't have any gasoline.
Right. And if you don't have any pipelines, you don't have any way to move the oil to the actual refineries to turn it into gasoline or diesel or fuel oil. And they're opposed to all of this. And then to turn around and blame somebody else, and now they want to buy it from our enemies, Venezuela, a communist dictatorship, Iran, which wants to build a nuclear bomb to take out everyone in the West. Thanks, Brandon. I'm Howie Carr.